I speak to you in the name of the God who will not let us go. Amen. When I was a child, we sang a lot in my father's churches. In the Sunday morning service, we sang standard hymns from the Methodist hymnal. O God, our help in ages past, love divine, all the hymns we know. But in the Sunday night worship, more evangelical and informal, we used a book called the Cokesbury Hymnal. Anybody ever knew that? I know Carol knew that, yes? Cokesbury Hymnal. It had in it those great war horses like Power in the Blood, I Come to the Garden Alone, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less than Jesus' Blood and Righteousness, and many more. When you're a child, you know, you don't always know the deep inner parts of your parents' lives. Sometimes you don't even know their favorite things in life. But for some reason, I knew that my father's favorite hymn of all hymns was in the Cokesbury Hymnal. It was entitled, O Love That Wilt Not Let Me Go. It goes like this. O Love That Wilt Not Let Me Go, I rest my weary soul in Thee. I give Thee back the life I owe, that in Thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be. This morning we have heard the core of the story of the prophet Hosea. He lived in a terrible time of unrest and anxiety. With his own life, he embodied his message, God will not let the people of Israel go. At the Lord's urging, Hosea married a woman of ill repute, as they would have said, who bore him 3 children. Eventually, she left him and went back to her former life. Undeterred by gossip or scandal, Hosea pursued his wife Gomer and welcomed her back to the marriage bed. By his own actions, he said to the people of Israel, who had not exactly been faithful to their God, God loves you and will not let you go. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. It was I who taught Ephraim to walk. I took them up in my arms. I led them with cords of human kindness, with bands of love. I was to them like those who lift infants to their cheeks. I bent down to them and fed them. Then we find out that the boy, Israel, did what many boys do. He wandered far from home. He did not live the straight and narrow. He went after other gods, as they say. And in a purely transactional world, and today is not the first time such transactionalism has been touted as the way to live. In a purely transactional world, such abandonment by the boy would elicit abandonment by the one who gave him life. But this is not only the God of the New Testament, this is the God of the Old Testament. It is the God we worship every day. It is the God who has given us life. Hosea sings from the heart of the Bible, the greatest promise of all, God will not let us go. And as if we needed an occasion to remember this great, majestic, and boundless promise, we have come to this place on this day to wash that promise over Julian Nicholas Shirley Torres. When he was a child, he was loved. We taught him, or we will teach him, to walk. We took him up in our arms. We led him with cords of human kindness, with bands of love. We were to him like those who lift infants to their cheeks. We bent down to him and fed him. I know his family did that mostly, but some of us, me, have held him and kissed him and wondered at the precious life in that beautiful body. But the shadow of the future leans even over this day. Julian will grow up. He will grow older. He will learn about the world. He will try his wings. He will test the limits and boundaries. He might make bad choices and might maybe even turn away from those who have lifted him to kiss his cheeks. We all harbor those anxieties. I feel them for my grandchildren, so beautiful and innocent and safe today. But what about tomorrow and middle school and high school and beyond? Glory has a way of dimming. The joy of being loved can be neglected or forgotten. We have no assurance that such things will not await Julian. We hope not. He is loved and cherished by his family and friends. We will do our best to shine his glory when it needs buffing, but he still may wander astray. But God will not abandon him. Isn't that, in the simplest words possible, what we do today when we baptize him today? Make it clear that God will never let him go. If you didn't already know, let me tell you that baptism is forever. Once he is baptized, he can never undo it. He may wander far away. He may forget this morning. He may have trouble living those hefty promises we're going to make for him today. If he does so, and later in life comes to himself, as the parable says, and returns home, he will not be baptized again. He will just hear those joyful words from the lips of the Almighty. "This, my son, was lost and is now found. He was dead and is now alive." At my father's funeral, it was of great comfort to sing his favorite words, "O love that wilt not let me go." But we don't have to wait until the end of life to sing them and to receive with wonder and delight the promise of Hosea, the great foundational promise that allows us to live with hope. God will not let us go. Amen.